Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
Kind of did, but not. We still have 934 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 12 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And you know it as well as I do. We've got to get back to work. We've got to work right now before we can get to work. That's the problem. We've got a lot of work to do before we can even start working. And the first thing that we've got to do is we have got to put an end to what's going on in Washington now. I'm sorry, Mr. Boehner, but you're going to have to realize, we need you to be responsible and do your job. I'm sorry, this little lawsuit that you got, okay, fine. Nice. It ain't going to do anything. It's going to sit right next to Mr. Holder's contempt charge and do what? Collect dust? Got a trio there. You got old Lois Lerner's contempt charge in there, too. Hell, you three can have a fucking orgy. Meanwhile, the country's going to shit. I'm sorry, now I'm cussing. I got a whole bunch of money I got to put in the cuss jar. But wait a minute, I don't have any. So now I'm in the hole. Now what? Anyway, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. No matter how broke you are, you can still afford it. It's tyranny that you can never afford. One more example. Now, this is what I just simply do not understand. How in the hell can people not see this? This is what I don't understand. How can people not see this? I mean, right to me, it's right out in the freaking open, man. But I guess those, why? Well, because the truth hurts? No, the truth doesn't hurt. The truth, that truth doesn't hurt unless it exposes you or proves you wrong. But still, even then, it doesn't sting that damn bad. I mean, unless you killed somebody or, you know, something really, really bad, and you get caught, now you got to spend the rest of your life in jail. But if you're a politician, no, you can get away with it. Why? Well, because, see, now you're a king. So you can go out and you can break a whole bunch of laws with your attorney general, and then when you get done, you go sit in a room, and you say, okay, boys. Got all your attorneys there. All right, boys. Now, how can we misconstrue this Constitution and make it look like we were within the law? All right, Mr. President. Well, see if we can do this, this, and this, and this. Besides which, you're a president. You're a king. You've got a pen. All you got to do is rewrite the son of a bitch. What do you need us for? Well, that's what's happening. And this guy warns you. Every step along the way since the very beginning of this cockamamie, I don't even know what you call it, an experiment? Is that what this is? I don't know what the hell it is. This whole, I don't know, I guess you call it a movement? I don't know what the hell you call it. Although, if you're going to... you know, you want to get semantical, a movement. Yeah, I guess I could use that word in the proper context that it is a movement. But we've got to put an end to it, Mr. Boehner. I'm sorry, but a lawsuit, you're wasting my time there, sweetie. We got to get that whip out and start cracking here. And I don't mean that in a, oh, God almighty, oh, jiminy Christmas now. Here it is. I don't want to hear it. We do got to start cracking a whip. It doesn't matter who you are. There's plenty of white people involved in this crap, too. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with these people overreaching their bounds. And then they got Dick Durbin out there apologizing and trying to come out and say, well, yes, he was well within the law. How do you know, Mr. Dick Durbin? Oh, yeah, he's going to borrow power. Wait a minute. Wait till we get to that cut. We got all kinds of cuts today. But how do you borrow power? How do you borrow power? What the hell does that mean? I went back and, you know, and I got my Constitution still in my hand here. I couldn't find anywhere. I mean, it is almost laughable, but it's not. This country is hurting bad. The jugular vein has been slit and we're bleeding to death. The ship is sinking here. We got to shore up the hull. We got a lot of holes. Now, and I'm sorry, Mr. Boehner, what the hell is that lawsuit going to do? And the lawsuit simply says we want him to follow the Constitution because he hasn't. And the thing about it is stuff that you have on this lawsuit is, what? I mean, this guy has got a laundry list from here to the frickin' moon of violations, and then you get this? Okay, yeah, he did do, you know, with Obamacare and with the gay rights, and then there was something else, but I'm thinking, no. This, why is not desertion charges on that lawsuit? Huh? Huh? Why is desertion charges not on that lawsuit? The very moment that he found out that our embassy was on fire, our ambassador had gone missing, we're under attack, God only knows what they're using. Mortar fires, machine gun fire. God only knows how many people were actually injured. We weren't given those numbers. And the real number of people dead, well, we don't really know. Well, you see, we have the most transparent administration in American political history. So that's why we don't know. That's why we don't know nothing. That's the way they want us. They want us idiots. As soon as you know something, well, then you're a threat. Well, I guess that would make at least half the American people a frickin' threat. Well, yeah, they are. That's why we have the IRS, the BLM, the EPA. God almighty, I can't begin to tell you the amount of just pure disdain, I'm trying to look for the right word of how I feel about that EPA. I see a need for a, not the EPA, but a EPA. A limited bunch of people, and none of them get a friggin' gun. You get a test tube and a clipboard. You do not make arrests. You make recommendations. You don't get a gun. You don't get a taser. You don't get a stick. You don't get frickin' riot gear. Bulletproof vests. Hand grenades. I mean, what the hell? What the hell's the matter with this country when our agencies, now the goddamn post office now? They're loading up on all the weapons. That's to keep that out of the hands of you. They don't want you to have it. They need the post office to have it. There's a lot of vicious dogs out there. Well, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, today is no exception. Our people out there that are just, they're on overdrive now. They're beyond desperate. They're in hyperspace mode. They want to take away your freedom, and there's only one way to combat that. That's lift your jib and get your freedom shipping away. Yeah! Now we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Poster may shift colors. First of all, you must remain free in your mind before your body can be free. You must think free before your heart can be free. You must think. Goes from the mind to the heart to the body. Anyway, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day, Mary Cal from CSA, that's Conservative Society of Action here in New York, Long Island. She's going to be joining us next week on Common Core. Maybe this week, maybe next week. We'll find out. We're still trying to work out the date, but she's got some hot stuff going on here with this Common Core. You want to listen to her? She was my very first guest on my very first show. She does a lot. I know her. So, and she's good. She does a lot of public speaking, and she's traveled all over the damn place, informing people of the dangers of this frickin' madness. Finally, people are starting to wake up. Looks like a little bit of the Supreme Court's waking up now. I don't know what that's about. I don't know. I don't know if I really trust the Supreme Court and all their decisions. I think they might just be throwing a bone out there to, that was my, I know, I hate being pessimistic. But that was my original thought. They're just throwing a bone out there, you know, just to get off Obama's case. Oh, it looks like he lost a little bit, so, you know, we can relax and we can implement the rest of Obamacare. None of it can be implemented. Nobody knows how to implement it. They still don't even have the website completed yet. And where are the numbers? Did we even get some real numbers yet? Have we got a reporter even ask about that? Well, it's not news anymore. There's like 14,000 scandals that happened afterwards. And see, that's what they do. They get too deep into one scandal. They come out and tell you it's solved, and then immediately another scandal comes out. And now nobody has time to worry about it because they already said, well, it's solved. And so now we're on to the next scandal. Then they come out, oh, it's solved. It's settled. Then they create another scandal, so nobody asks any more questions. So, I mean, my God. What a stupid, crazy game that is. Why would you want to play that game? I wouldn't. It's ridiculous. But they do, and they're playing with your money, your lives, your livelihoods. They're playing with you, period. Everything. The whole smash. All right, here. I'd like to know if, exactly, and I look again in that Constitution. I know I'm using the C word. There I go, cussing again, like a freak. Well, I'd like to know where in the Constitution that it says that the president must always get his way on every piece of legislation. I'm looking again. I got it in my hands here. You can hear me. I'm shuffling through the papers. This is real. I can't find it anywhere. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows where it is. Maybe the Attorney General knows. Maybe there's a secret hatch. Maybe a secret hatch here in the Constitution that only constitutional scholars know where it is. They only know because they're so smart. I'm sorry, guys, but you see, the Constitution is written so that, well, the layman can understand it. It's pretty simple. It's not a very difficult document to really comprehend. No, it does not take a constitutional scholar to read and understand this document. But it does take a constitutional scholar in order to pervert it, but not read it and understand it. And that's all you're doing is pervert it so you can just gain more and more power. Well, you see, Mr. Obama, this Constitution was actually written for people like you, your entire administration, the American people, the police, the law enforcement, everybody who's got a frickin' gun and a badge. It's all becoming one big, giant unit. You're working for the man, the king. It's for everybody. And I know it restricts your powers. But yeah, that's the point. That's why the document was written, to restrict your powers. See, we got three branches of government. Okay, not just one. You can't bypass Congress because they're not giving you everything you want. Well, we're going to go back. This happened last week. I think it was Friday. I was going to play some of it, but I mean, it just, the guy is, I mean, it just, he's pathetic. It's what it is. It's pathetic. Almost every time I listen to it, I mean, I get embarrassed. That's how pathetic it is. That's how embarrassing it is. They call this man a great orator. He's not an orator. I mean, I know. Look, I'm not Mr. Orator myself. I completely murderate the English language, half the time on purpose. The other time, I just got a broken left-handed tongue and just can't speak. But I don't find this man as a great orator. I'm sorry, he's not. I don't find him interesting. I don't find him, and when he's reading on his teleprompter, I mean, it's got this beat of just I mean, come on. I mean, I'd rather go out in the backyard and try to gargle a freaking chainsaw than have to listen to this. I mean, it's just, come on, you're killing me. And what are you saying? Nothing, corpseman. Don't give me anything. Come on. Come on. Come on. If you're going to go out, look, if you're going to go out and give a speech, this is just me. If you're going to go out and give a speech, you're going to go out and you're going to give a speech. You're supposed to be speaking from the heart. You're the president of the United States. You're speaking to the world half the time. But most of the time and all of the time, you're speaking to the American people. So if you're going to be out going, you're going to waste your time going out there and speaking live to a group of people, but American people are going to hear it. The world's going to hear it. At least you're going to try to convince me that you're speaking from the heart. And you've got this prepared teleprompter speech that is just filled with just one, it's just giant, gooey, icky, stinky, sticky, just nasty, just pile of goo that's bogus anyway, and people are gobbling it up. And then when your teleprompter breaks, and then you've got to go on your own, and you're worse than me tripping all over yourself. And how people can call this man a great orator. First of all, what does he say? Well, you have to listen. They don't listen. They hear. Well, hearing and listening are two different animals. They're not even in the same freaking food group, man. They are totally, completely different. They don't listen. They hear. They hear only what they want. And if they're talking to a conservative, they hear only what they want, then assume and accuse the rest. And you're guilty. Oh, well, you said you were, you like the Tea Party. So you got to be guilty of something. I mean, you got to go to jail at least, lose your job, get fined, something. I mean, you just can't get away with this, walk around in public, talking about the Tea Party and freedom. Yeah, that's right, freedom. There I go again with the F word. I'm saying the C word and the F word all night tonight. Well, that's all right. I do say the C word and the F word quite a lot. That's all right. Choking over here. Anyway, I looked again. I could not find anywhere where it gives the president of the United States. That is his right as president of the United States to get everything that you want. It's your administration. You're the president. You should be able to get everything you want. Have it spoon-fed to you. Well, this is what's happening. This guy is whining and crying like a little baby. Like a brat. Like a spoiled little brat. And he gets anything he wants. Wow. He's out there trying to convince the American people to get on his side and blaming Republicans because he's not getting whatever he wants. Well, the teleprompter's not on and he's trying to speak from the heart. Now, I want you to listen to this here. Now, if somebody was trying to sell you on something, doesn't matter what it is. In this case, it is just him getting away with whatever he wants to get away with. I don't even think he knows. And if somebody's trying to sell you, let's say they're trying to sell you a car. Doesn't matter what it is. But they're trying to convince you. Say you're in a boardroom. They're trying to convince you in this speech. And you're on the board. And you have to decide, well, do I go with this guy here and his idea? Or do I junk it and go with someone who actually understands what the hell they're talking about? I mean, you listen to this here, and you tell me if you would want this person. This is the President of the United States. He is loaded with a pen and a phone. Would you want this man here speaking to you in a crowd? Would you want this man with executive order decisions?
I want you to think about this. So far this year, Republicans in Congress have blocked or voted down every single serious idea to strengthen the middle class. Now, you may think I'm exaggerating. Let me go through the list. They've said no to raising the minimum wage. They've said no to fair pay. Some of them have denied that there's even a problem, that despite the fact that women are getting paid 77 cents for every dollar a man's getting paid. They've said no to extending unemployment insurance for more than 3 million Americans who are out there looking every single day for a new job. They don't do anything except block me. And call me names. And it can't be that much fun. It'd be so much more fun if they said, you know what, let's do something together. If they were more interested in growing the economy for you and the issues that you're talking about instead of trying to mess with me, then we'd be doing a lot better. Now more than ever, with the 4th of July next week, Team USA moving on down in Brazil. You know,
Come on.
We should try to rally around some economic patriotism that says we rise or fall as one nation, one people.
What? Economic patriotism? Like what? Getting rid of all the coal mines? Taking out that complete industry? Saving Detroit? Saving the auto industry by destroying it? What the hell are you talking about? Economic, what? Economic patriotism? I mean, what are you talking about? 92.5 million people out of work? In some estimates, quite possibly 100 million? You want economic patriotism? What are you talking about? What does that mean? And did you hear him whining and screaming? And then they come after me. I mean, did you hear him with that high register? I mean, did somebody have a hold of his testicles under that podium? What the hell was going on? Was that Valerie Goebbels down there squeezing your testicles, Mr. Obama? Huh? Little brat. I mean, here this guy, he's throwing little fits, little temper tantrums. Now, here's your pacifier. Yeah, suck on that for a while and shut up. I mean, come on. I mean, I thought he was a constitutional scholar. This is what totally blows my mind. He claims to be a constitutional scholar, yet he doesn't seem to understand the Constitution. Mr. President, you are one branch of government. There's two more of them. You do have to go through Congress. It is part of, I know, it sucks. I know, sweetie. I know, sugar, it really sucks. You gotta follow this little constitution, but that's what you gotta do. You see, that's what presidents do. And if we had a decent Congress who actually have read this Constitution, most of them have no damn idea. And the rest of them just want to change it. Why? Because they just got to change it. Oh, no, the Constitution doesn't need to change. We just need to follow it. That's the only thing we need to do. That fixes our problems right there. You want to fix our problems in the United States? Well, here's what you do. Open up that chest, open it up, pull it out, dust it off, get it all nice and pretty looking like, and then you read it. And then you follow it. That's all you got to do. Boom. Done. Problems galore are solved. immediately. But see, they don't want to do that. People don't want to do that because then, well, then I won't have the power. Well, what are you going to do with all that power once you get it there, Mr. Obama? I mean, tyrants a long history. I mean, there's some of them that skate and get to be tyrants for a long time. But, you know, most of them, no, they don't. Well, this is America. You're not going to be able to get away with it too much. You know, Congress may allow you to get away with it, but the American people are not. We've had enough. You need to back off. You were sent to Washington to, well, you know, defend the Constitution, uphold it, but you've broken it. You are there to protect us, the citizens, the sovereignty of this nation, the solvency of this nation. And you have failed and failed miserably at every step along the way. I'm sorry, if Congress, you know, he talks about, and we're going to hear this, but I mean, he talks about, we don't have, the American people, the America doesn't have time for, to wait for a Congress. Well, no, America doesn't have time, that's right, America doesn't have time to wait for Congress. They're not doing their job. And their job would be, instead of going to lawsuits, would go to, well, impeachment hearings. Just based on what you have done just in the preamble of this Constitution. So that's grounds for dismissal. Benghazi, oh my God, not only impeachment, but jail. But I'll take impeachment on that one. But there really should be some jail time for that one. The man deserted his post. During a battle, during the battle, you deserted your post. Okay, you can say whatever you want to, but that is cowardice, is it not? I mean, unless it's me, you know, maybe it's me just being me. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Well, okay, fine, I'm a wacko. But you desert your post during a battle. That's cowardice. Not for nothing. But they did used to shoot people for that. But I'm not asking to get you shot. Because then you won't feel any pain. You won't learn your lesson. I'm not asking to get you shot. I don't want you shot. I want you out. There is no excuse why you should get paid by the American people after what you have done. Not only to individual Americans, but to the entire country as a whole. There is no excuse why you should get paid by the American taxpayer for the rest of your life. And all this security and all this and all that, no. I'm sorry, sir, you don't deserve your pension. You don't deserve it. After what you did, you deserted your post during an act of war. And we got four of our American brothers killed, and God knows how many were actually injured. And is that the real number that were killed? Four? Is that it? What about all those other secret guys that you had there? I know they're secret. I know you can't give out their names, but I think it's something that you must think about, that there was probably more than four people died. Especially when you look at the video with all the fire and this and that, and they're kind of undermanned. I mean, the fact that it wasn't a bigger catastrophe than it was just really goes to show you what a few good Marines can actually do, man. So, you know, there you go. But the point is, I mean, they should not have died because this administration was playing little weapons deals. And then I guess, well, we don't know. See, again, we've got the most transparent administration in American political history. We don't know anything because we're not told anything. And what we are told, it was a video. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. It was a video. A video. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, a video. I mean, if you're going to come up, oh, that's right, your computer crashed. Oh, well, that happens. But if you're going to come up with, like, excuses and lies and stuff like that, I mean, computer crashes and videos. I mean, are you killing me? I mean, are you kidding me here? I mean, you are killing me, but I mean, well, come on. But I mean, this guy, what a little brat. Voice going high up. I mean, this is very disingenuous. And the audience was like, oh, Jesus, God. Somebody shoot me now. Get me out of here. You know, Mr. DeMille, please, you know, drive me off this picture. Will you please, huh? Well, that was the president Friday. Now this is the president today. Because, see, if you don't give him exactly what he wants, then he's gonna throw a temper tantrum. Well, Mr. Boehner, I certainly hope that you're paying attention, and I know that you came out and you got a statement, and we'll get to it. But this is much deeper than a lawsuit. This is much deeper than a lawsuit. Nixon did, compared to this, he tried getting the IRS. The IRS said no. Okay, he had a little, you know, hate list. Okay, give me one human being on planet Earth that doesn't have a hate list. I mean, come on. I don't mean hate as in hate. But I'm speaking figuratively. Okay, fine. Well, those people that he had on there, okay. There were people that were actually his enemies, but Joe Namath? I mean, come on. Broadway Joe, come on. I mean, I liked old Tricky Dick when I was a kid, but you know, I mean, we just have to learn as a people that other people are going to be different. And we're going to have to figure out a way to, you know, be around each other without trying to kill each other. What the answer to that is, well, I mean, hey, if somebody's got a pill for that disease, I mean, I think it's high time to, you know, bring it to the table, let somebody see it. Well, it all starts with you. It all starts with yourself. Hey, I'm just as guilty as everybody else. We're all guilty. We're all sinners. We all commit the same freaking crimes that we bitch, piss, and moan about. We're people. We can't get around it. You know, we just got to do the best thing that we can do to get us through the day. But when you're doing blatant crimes and then making even more just vicious, blatant lies to cover it up, and it is so obvious that you are lying and you keep with it just so you don't have to say that, yeah, you lied. And people die, and the veterans still do not have a doctor. I'm never going to leave that one down. This is pissing me off. Justina Pelletier, I'm not going to leave that one down either. That one still pisses me off. I want to know when that lawsuit is going to happen. Mr. Pelletier, I know you're not listening, but my goodness, man. If I talk to Raquel again, if she can get a word to Mr. Pelletier, I think I'm going to do that. I'll do that tomorrow. But you got to sue them, Mr. Pelletier. For what they did to your daughter, I'm sorry. That was wrong. If you hadn't have done anything, they could have kept her there for eternity. They could have killed her. And they were, as far as I know, of all the information that has been reported, it looks like they were on their way. They were on their way to kill your daughter. That, to me, is attempted murder, along with kidnapping and a whole host of other charges. My God, those people need to go to jail. The judge, the attorneys, the cops, the social workers, the doctors, the psychiatrists or psychologists or whatever frickin'-ist it is, therapists, whatever. That Bongiorno and that punk ass from 7 months out of medical school? Get the hell out of here. Don't give me that 7 months out of medical school. Shut up. Anyway, getting back to where the hell we were before we blasted off into Deep Space Nine, that was the president, the one we played before. That was him on Friday, trying to get people to get his way, get Congress to get his way. Now, Republicans said, nope, we're not going to do it, so now he's going to take charge. This is about the immigration mess that we have going on. Now, this is not a mess. This is not a humanitarian crisis. This is self-inflicted, and this president did it. He's doing this again. This, what he is doing right here, just bringing over votes, as many votes as he can, as many people as he can get across that border, that he can executive order all of these people across the border as citizens, and they all can vote, and none of them need an ID to do so. And guess who they're going to vote for? That's right. The man who gave all the free stuff. Santa Claus. That's who he is. Kris Kringle. He's the gift man. Come to Papa. Let me give you free gifts. Just vote for me. My third term is king. Now the president today. This is the president today. This is him standing up and showing that he's going to take charge again. Maybe, I know he's a constitutional scholar, but maybe if he'd have read the actual document, he knows he can't do what he's doing, but he's doing it anyway. And if I could shut up, we might get to it. So this is the president today. Go ahead.
I'd rather see permanent fixes to the issue we face. Certainly that's true on immigration. I've made that clear multiple times. I would love nothing more than bipartisan legislation to pass the House, the Senate, land on my desk so I can sign it.
Yep, just bring it in so I can sign it. Do you hear his voice getting up again? I think Valerie Goebbels is down there squeezing his testicles again. What the hell's going on there, Mr. Obama? But let me see if I can get this straight here now. Maybe it's just me and... somebody spiked my rum tonight. I don't know. But let me see if I can get this straight. This seems to be like in an essence of what he said. I would love nothing more than to have a nice little package with a red ribbon on it. Oh, maybe a bow. And a toy unicorn. I love unicorns. Put it on my desk, passed by a bipartisan Congress, because I love bipartisan. Ooh, bipartisan is when Republicans just do everything I ask for. That's bipartisan. Just bring it on my desk. I'll just open it up and sign it, and then poof, I'll have everything I want, and it will be beautiful. Well, Mr. President, that would be nice. Yes, it would be nice. Yes, but we have a whole bunch of stuff in our country called laws, constitution, and different points of view, and the American people. Just because you wanted... I mean, just because you want it doesn't mean that it should be granted. And again, I looked all over this Constitution and I couldn't find it anywhere where it said that the president must do anything that he wants. I couldn't find it anywhere. And this guy's a constitutional scholar. Well, maybe he knows where it's at. Maybe there's an escape hatch somewhere, a secret hatch that only constitutional scholars know how to open up. I don't know. I don't know where he gets this idea. I'm sick and tired of this stupid executive order crap. First of all, I think everybody can understand that, presidents should have a little bit of power to do a little bit of something. But those powers must be expressly written and written so that there was just no wiggle room. And if you did, you had to be impeached. That's what needs to be put in there. If you violate your executive order privilege, you will be impeached. Not can or may, but will. That's what needs to be in there. Will that ever happen? Hell no. But this executive order privilege needs to be, this needs to be lassoed in a little bit here. We need to start, you know, chipping that away. That has to be definitely limited. I mean, this guy's taking it for all it's worth, man. He's just going to town. He's getting his IG and his or his AG involved in this, Eric Holder. Yeah, Eric, yeah, go ahead and see if you can find a way through the Constitution. Of course he can. They just get together and say, yeah, right here. This clause right here. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with it. It doesn't matter. We're Democrats. We don't need anything. We can make anything look like anything from anything. As long as it benefits us and we win, that's all that matters. But as long as the president gets his little Christmas package all wrapped up in a nice little bow. Well, it wouldn't be a Christmas package. Muslims don't celebrate Christmas. What if they give gifts on Ramadan? But Mr. President, whether it's Christmas or your birthday or Ramadan or Easter, I don't care what it is. Passover, this over, that over, whatever holiday. What's that one? Kwanzaa. Doesn't matter what the holiday is. That's not a gift. You don't get what you want just because you're president. If you want something as president, you got to go out and earn it. And the speech that you gave Friday was not earning anybody. You weren't earning anything. People don't believe you. They don't trust you. If that was your speech to get me to earn your vote, you didn't get it. American people aren't buying it anymore. So you can't just get whatever you want. You can't have everything spoon-fed for you. Oh, here it is, Mr. President. This is everything you want. Here's your president. Here's your present. Here it is. Here's the bow. Open it up. It's everything you want. Wouldn't that be nice if you can do that? Just have a present. You know, wake up in the morning. And here's your big box. Christmas morning coming down there under the tree. Open that up and it's everything you want. Well, you know what? Getting everything you want versus getting everything you earned are two different things. Getting everything you want doesn't have that same feel of everything that you earned. Nor does it have that same effect, not only on you, but with other people. So you need to earn it, Mr. President. You want people's trust. You want people's respect. You want people, you want that faith that you talked about. You want that faith. Well, then you're going to have to give us something a little better than, what you gave us Friday. I mean, that was pathetic. If you wanted me to go to your side, you didn't get it. So this is all he wants. He just wants it handed to him. Here it is. Here you are, Mr. President. Here's everything you wanted right here, right there. And it's all constitutional. Because it says right there, all presidents must get everything that they want. In the Congress, they must pass whatever he wants. And if they don't, well, then the president has the authority to pull out his magic pen and just executive order it in. That's it. Mr. Boehner, I mean, how many more violations of this Constitution is it going to take before you do your job? I mean, he'd rather see permanent fixes? You would rather see permanent fixes? What, like your Obamacare and healthcare.gov fixes? Huh? like those fixes that are still not fixed? Is that what you mean? I mean, this guy it's just talk, and there's nothing there. And this is our president. This is pathetic. I'm sorry, but this man does not deserve a pension. No way. After what this man has done, the lives that he has ruined, the lives that he has lost, the livelihoods that he has ruined, the quality of life, the way of life destroyed, cities destroyed, but he's going to save Detroit. Really? That's your idea of saving? I'd hate to see what your meaning of destruction is. I mean, what the hell? This guy has screwed up everything that he has touched. We can't afford, this country cannot afford. He talks about, well, we're going to get into it, but I mean, this country cannot afford this man anymore. We can't afford liberalism. We've seen it, okay? We understand liberalism, yeah, okay, it's a nice idea when, you know, you're sitting around a campfire getting, you know, getting stoned. It's a great idea. You know, you're passing the Oreos and the Doritos and the doobies, and it's a wonderful, you know, it's wonderful ideas. It's great. But when you put it in practice and realize that it doesn't work, instead of, you know, admitting, okay, this ain't working. Well, no, they don't want to admit that they failed because that's weakness. No, it's not weakness. It's strength. It's saying, you know what, I screwed up. I'm telling the truth. I'm being honest. It didn't work. Now we need to do something else. The whole goal is to make sure that it benefits the American people and it works. That should be the goal. Is that the goal? No. How does it benefit me? Me as the politician, how does this benefit me? Will I make money off of it? Will I have power? Will I have control? Or will I be restrained? Will I win the next election? That's what it's all about to them, rather than how it affects the American people. Does it benefit the American people? No, that's irrelevant. American people they're not government. So what do they? I mean, what difference does that make? We won the election. We should benefit from our laws, not the American people. They just need to keep voting for me. That's all we need to do. Now let's get on to this next cut here. This jack wagon. Go ahead and play this one here. Let's just get it out.
That's true about immigration. That's true about minimum wage.
Uh-huh.
That's true about equal pay. There are a whole bunch of things where I would greatly prefer Congress actually do something.
Greatly prefer that Congress would do something.
I take executive action only when we have a serious problem.
Serious
problem. Serious issue.
An issue.
And Congress chooses to do nothing.
Oh, yeah, they choose to do nothing over a serious issue. Really? Let's break this down now. This is the president. Deserter-in-chief. Who's going to lecture us about having a serious problem in the Congress doing nothing. The very moment that this president found out that our embassy was on fire, under attack, our ambassador had gone missing, this man goes upstairs to eat. And he's going to sit here now and tell me that he's going to lecture us, the American people and Congress, that he's going to take action for when there is a serious problem. Yeah, I think having your embassy under attack and your annex building under attack and your ambassador, you know, in the corner over there with a cattle prod up his ass, yeah, I would say there was a serious problem there. You deserted your post. You went upstairs to eat, to stuff your fat face And then instead of going down to the Situation Room, you get on the horn and have a two-hour conversation with Netanyahu. You want to apologize for dissing him a few days before. Or a day before, a couple of days, whenever. And then after that two-hour conversation, did you make it down to the Situation Room then to send help? Maybe have somebody pull the cattle prod out of the ambassador's ass? That would have, you know, that would have at least done something. No. He sends Valerie Goebbels down there. Does she send planes in the air? She sent any troops on the ground? Anybody? You know, from Tripoli, from Germany, from Italy, from anywhere? No. No. She gets on the horn with YouTube to begin the spin and blame it on a video. And where is the president during this time? Well, we don't know. I guess, well, what we know from Hillary, she's at home at this point. Hillary went home. You know, I guess there's nothing, you know, not much for me to do. You know, Valerie's not here in the Situation Room. I can't wait around all day. I'm going to go home. Well, you know, somebody give me updates. So Hillary, she goes home. She's getting updates. I guess the president is in the Oval Office, which, you know, seems kind of odd since he's never there. I mean, God only knows really where he was. He probably, I don't know, maybe he was downstairs practicing his bowling. But he was getting updates. What the hell's an update? No, here's how you get updates as a president. You get in the Situation Room, and you get, you know, updates. And did the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, did he say anything? Did he step up and say, we got to send, did he throw a fit? No, he just went along with it. Leon Panetta, I lost all kinds of respect for you, sir. I can't respect you at all. You should have been fired that night. You should have stood up and you should have threw a fit. Why were there? You should have demanded somebody should in that Situation Room. And the dude, I mean, what the hell was he doing there? I mean, why was the dude there? What the hell was the point of this dude? Why was he there? The kid, howdy doody. Why was he there? Doesn't he look like howdy? He looks like, you know, like a Richie Cunningham, howdy doody kind of character, you know? What the hell was he doing there? He's a child. He's a baby. I mean, come on. You know, give the kid some, you know, Tinker Toys, some Lincoln Logs, you know, or something. Give him a video game. Get him the hell out of here. I mean, my God. These are the people in the Situation Room. Well, Leon Panetta, you should have thrown a fit. You should have got yourself fired. I would have. I would have demanded that the president get his ass down in that Situation Room. Because we have a serious problem. We have a serious issue. Well, why didn't you take out your pen and order some troops into Benghazi when it was being attacked? Because Congress, you know, they weren't going to act. Why didn't you do that? No. You had to get upstairs and eat. Otherwise, Michelle would yell at you. And you don't want to get Michelle mad. No. You know how she can be. Well, again, I hate to, you know, repeat myself, but I feel your pain, Mr. Satoru. I would greatly prefer Congress to do their job, too, and impeach you. You see, Mr. President, this is part of your job. This is what you have to do. Just because you want it doesn't mean that it's going to get done. You have to work with Congress. You can't just expect Congress to do everything that you want. Oh, here's everything you need here this morning, Mr. President. Here you are. It's already pre-signed, bipartisan and everything. It's beautiful. Look at it. Here it is. It doesn't work that way. It ain't Christmas. That's not a present. Yeah, it's not a present. You can't open it up. There's no bows. There's no wrapping paper. It's not everything that you want. This is reality. This is your job. again, if you want it, you want this so-called piece of legislation that I guess exists, I don't know. There's always some kind of piece of legislation existing somewhere. But if you really want, I mean, you know, the problem solved and you've got a good idea, which we don't really know what it is other than just massive amnesty. Mass amnesty is all it is. So before you sign, you know, well, amnesty, you want to get as many people into this country as possible, especially, you know, the illegal aliens. You can just make them citizens. And because you made them citizens, they're all going to vote. And you're going to put them in places where they need more Democrats so they can win more elections. There's a big Senate race coming up. Well, first of all, if you're going to be made a citizen, you shouldn't, you know, this way with this amnesty, no matter how it works out. Whether they just give them straight citizenship or not, I'm sorry, but no. You need to wait at least 10 years before you can vote. I don't buy, no. You need at least 10 years before you can vote. At least 10 years before you can vote. I don't buy that. No. But see, they won't got to do that. They want more votes. Again, Mr. Boehner, do you not see what the hell's happening? Stop farting around with these lawsuits and these hearings. And now we still don't have the Benghazi hearing. I guess that's not going to happen until September. Just put it off another 6 months. What the hell? No problem. We are deep into impeachment territory, and that's all where we are. We are nowhere but impeachment territory. And it's high time that we just simply get it done. Mr. Boehner, I don't want no more hearings. I don't want no more lawsuits. I want impeachment hearings. That's what I want. I want grand juries. I want to hold people having to pay some responsibility here. People got to start paying the piper here, man. I mean, they committed crimes. And, Mr. President, I'm sorry. You can call it treason. You can call it this. You can call it that. But I call it desertion. You deserted your post as commander-in-chief during an act of war, a battle, an actual battle. And it was war. That's our American soil. That's our American people. And we were attacked by an enemy that we knew was an enemy. And we were helped facilitating them getting weapons. And we've been fighting these same types of people, and basically the same people in Afghanistan and Iraq. The very moment you found out that our embassy was under attack, you had to run upstairs to eat? That is desertion, Mr. President. You should be impeached, and I'm sorry, but you should go to jail. All I'm asking for is impeachment. And speaking of Christmas, that's what I want for Christmas. That's the only thing I want for Christmas this year. I know we got another 6-7 months before it comes, but that's what I want. I want impeachment. That's my present. That's everything that I want. I want that president. I want that present with the bow. And the nice wrapping paper on it. I want everything that I want. And if I don't get it, I'm just going to pull out my little pen and just sign it into law. Again, a little thing called reality is going to stop me from that. A little thing called, not doing your job in the Congress is not going to stop the president from doing that. They haven't yet. Oh, they got a lawsuit. Oh, they got a contempt charge. Oh, they got this. Oh, they got that. Yeah, but where's the action? Where's the results? Where's that? Anybody see the results? Anybody see results? Honey, you seen the results? Huh? What the hell she know? All right, let's go on with cut number 3 here. Go ahead, play this one.
And in this situation, the failure of House Republicans to pass a darn bill is bad for our security, it's bad for our economy, and it's bad for our future.
I mean, what the hell is this? Pass a darn bill? What, are you trying to sound big and tough? Look, we've already seen, you know, the whole Putin thing is over with, so you don't have to stand up and act like you're big and tough. Putin's not watching TV anymore, all right? You know, he's off in Ukraine actually being big and tough. So, zip it, zippy. House Republicans failed. You are going to sit here and use the word fail? Barack Hussein Obama? Or is it Barry Satoro? Or maybe it's Joe Smucatelli. We don't know. You got a birth certificate? Oh, that's right. You got two of them. They're both different. Well, where's the one you got from Kenya? That's the one we want. Or was it Indonesia that you came from? We know you lived in Indonesia, but you were actually born in Kenya, right? Where were you born? Who are you? We don't know. But what I do know, I do not like, and I want out. Republicans' refusal to pass a darn bill. Oh, boy, that president, he said darn. He's really upset. We better give him everything he wants. We don't want to get the king mad. Damn it. That'd be horrible. Bad for our security? What do you mean? Excuse me. I mean, listen to this, man. He has the audacity to say this is bad for our security. Here he is, blocking Border Patrol from doing their job. And if they do their job, they're going to get fired. This is bad for security. You're allowing anybody to cross over this border. I don't think for one second that the United States is not finding a way to facilitate these people coming from Central America and Mexico across the border. They're paying for their transportation somehow, some way. They got a bus. Get on the bus. Oh, yeah, it's a free bus. Yeah, I'll take you to America. Just get on. Please. We're spending a lot of money trying to get these people here. Well, they are spending the taxpayer. Instead of our Border Patrol out there, you know, securing the border, stopping people from crossing, no. Well, they're changing diapers, which I wouldn't do. They're doing food prep. They're doing laundry. It's like, what am I, some kind of a freaking hotel maid? I'm a Border Patrol. I'm not doing that. I would go on strike. I don't know why the Border Patrol hasn't gone on strike, but they should. I think they would definitely have the American people on their side, but the only problem is who's going to protect the border? But nobody's protecting the border, so what the hell difference would it make? At least it might send some kind of a message. But now we got Texas militias out there now trying to protect the border. The governor of Texas, he doesn't want to turn this into a big to-do. I understand what he's trying to do. There's only so much, you can only be patient for so long. And they're trying to protect Texas. They're trying to protect America, not just Texas, but America. Well, there's going to be a whole lot more of those popping up. Well, see, those are the bad guys. See, those are the anti-government people. And this is where the president's going to start using military. It's not going to be too much longer, and the president is going to start using military. If he can't get the military to use it, he'll definitely get law enforcement. They'll love to use it. Any of these government agencies, hey, I mean, why can't the EPA get an armored vehicle, one of those mine-resistant tanks? Why can't they get it? Don't think for one second that they're not going to, that they wouldn't do it. They would. Government agencies should not be able to, allowed to make arrests. Only law enforcement makes arrests. Now, granted, we have FBI and we have CIA. Okay, that's a little bit different. I think, okay, fine. We understand what they do. Their job's a little different. We live in a time now that, you know, we need something like that. Okay, fine. But we don't need every single government agency. EPA, the BLM, the post office. The damn patent office, for crying out loud. We don't need to see these people armed to the teeth.
body armor.
I mean, what the hell? Machine guns and hand grenades and sidearms? I mean, come on. Come on. We don't live like that. No, this is America. And don't give me this crap that it's bad for our security when you are allowing everybody in. We're trying to secure the area. So I guess if you secure the border and you stop people from coming in to America, I guess that's insecure. But if you just open up the gates and just let everybody in and then just make them citizens, I guess that's security. Well, it must be, because, see, here's how they look at it, security. What he really means, it's our job security, meaning the more illegal aliens they can get across the border, the more of them they're going to turn into Democrats and the more are going to vote for them. So that's the security that he's talking about. He's not talking about the God knows who is really coming over. God only knows where these people are actually coming over. Who really are they? Could they be? I mean, hey, look, I mean, some of these, you know, people that are Spanish and from Middle Eastern, I mean, they got, you know, dark hair, dark skin. Sometimes you can't really tell. Comb your hair a different way and, you know, shave a little bit here and shave a little bit there and bada boom, bada bing. I mean, you could take a Middle Eastern man and turn him into a Honduran. Why not? Or a Mexican or this. You can turn anybody into anything. We don't know who's coming over here. But yeah, again, in a perfect vacuum, it would be nice to not have any border patrol, any border. That people could just walk around and live wherever they wanted. I agree. I think that would be nice too, but we don't live in that. We're not there yet. And just because it's a great idea doesn't mean that you can just pass a piece of legislation and make it so. It's not going to work. You can't legislate behavior. You can't legislate the mind. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to indoctrinate the mind and legislate the mind. They want control of the mind. They want you to think however they want you to think. And just believe whatever they tell you. And don't question it. And then you'll be all right. And you'll get ahead. Well, I don't like to live like that. I can't. And I won't. I refuse. Pass a darn bill. It's bad for our security. Bad for our economy. Wait a minute. How is it bad for our economy? We've already got what? Well over 90 million people out of work, and you're bringing over millions more people that don't even speak our language, and there's no jobs for the, you know, American people. What are they going to do? And you're going to sit here and talk about bad for our economy when you're giving them welfare and health care and food stamps? What do you mean it's bad for our economy and our future? Bad for our future, letting all these people coming over America that we don't know who they are so they can attack us. And you're going to tell us that this is bad for our future if we try to block that. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, let's finish off with this one here. Now, listen to this. This is about a minute long. Go ahead and listen to this. Let's get it over with.
So, while I will continue to push House Republicans to drop the excuses and act, and I hope their constituents will too,
drop them,
America cannot wait forever for them to act.
Well, we can't wait for
and that's why today
to act.
I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own without Congress.
I'll fix it. Without Congress, I'll do it
as
myself.
A first step, I'm directing the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Attorney General to move available and appropriate resources from our interior to the border.
Available and appropriate.
Protecting public safety and deporting dangerous criminals has been and will remain the top priority, but we are going to refocus our efforts where we can to make sure we do what it takes to keep our border secure. I've also directed Secretary Johnson and Attorney General Holder to identify additional actions my administration can take on our own, within my existing legal authorities, to do what Congress refuses to do and fix as much of our immigration system as we can. If Congress will not do their job, at least we can do ours.
Unbelievable. unbelievable, this man. I went and I listened, and I got some stuff here, and I'm going to cover everything. I'm going to pick this thing apart here, man. I mean, just what this man said in this brief speech. I mean, just in this. This is probably altogether under 2 minutes, about 2 minutes long. 2.5 minutes long of what this man has said. Not one word of truth, of fact, of anything with any kind of substance. Nothing. I mean, I don't know where the hell this guy gets. I don't understand. I mean, he's got to know that he's not. Somebody's got to tell him, unless they're all. I mean, do people listen? Does he have anybody say, Mr. President, that's wrong? You don't know what you're talking about? You're an idiot? You can't do this? This is against... Does he have anybody? No. No, they all say that's a great idea, Mr. President. I agree. So, I will continue to push House Republicans to drop the excuses and act. Really? To drop the excuses? Really? Kind of like blaming a terrorist attack on a video? Is that what you mean by drop the excuses? An act like, I don't know, maybe you could have dropped your fork and acted, maybe sent over, I don't know, somebody, a plane, a group of guys hanging around, a couple of machine guns in their hands and nothing to do? I don't know. You could have got creative. I don't know. But you didn't send nobody. You still haven't sent anybody. CNN gets over there 2 weeks before the damn FBI. Unbelievable. Oh, and I hope their constituents will, too. Well, I certainly friggin' hope not. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of Republicans and Republican people, but I don't think they're ready to go along with this. This is too much. Look, we understand, okay, they got a crappy life. A lot of people have a crappy life. There's a lot of people in America that have a crappy life. Just the way it is. We can't afford what we're doing here. We can't afford the people that we have. It's not fair to these people coming over here, and it certainly isn't fair to us. It's fair to nobody. But it's certainly fair to the Democrats because now they got a whole bunch of more free voters that can vote more than once because they don't need an ID. You see now, Mr. Painter, that your little lawsuits and committee hearings, how they're not going to work, and this has got to be shut down now. America cannot wait forever for them to act. Well, no, America can't wait right now for Congress to act. They need to impeach. We can't afford this. We can't wait forever. Because if we don't act and act, you know, pretty quick, well, we could be in territory where we won't be able to act. And then what? Well, now we're stuck with tyranny until we have another revolution. But if we put an end to it, maybe we need to have another amendment that says the Constitution must be followed at all times. If you do not follow it, well, then you must be impeached or fired or this or that or whatever. But you shouldn't have to write something like that. That's common sense. Again, you can't put common sense in legislation. You just have to have it. And do they have it? Well, I don't know. They might have it, but I don't know what the hell they're doing with it. I haven't seen it. It'd be nice. Directing my Health and Human Services Secretary and Attorney General to move resources from Interior to the border? What do you mean, move resources? What resources are you moving? He's the Attorney General. What resources, what do you mean by interior to the border? Homeland Security, what kind of resources are you sending? I don't know, troops to maybe go protect the border and send all these people back? Is that what you're doing? Oh, that's to keep them from going back into Mexico. I see. You're keeping them from going back. Oh, okay. So they can be immediately turned into Democrat voters. Right. And focus our efforts where we can to keep our borders secure. Well, again, Mr. President, the preamble of the Constitution. Okay, you first of all, that doesn't even make any sense why you would even say that. You see, the preamble, excuse me, but already tells you to do that. It says right there, provide for the common defense. That's the preamble. That's the first sentence of the Constitution. The very first sentence of the Constitution. But focusing your efforts where you can to keep the border secure, that should already be done. The problem is it hasn't been done. It hasn't been done for a very long time. I don't even know what the hell you mean by that. What the hell does that mean? I don't get it. I don't understand what the hell that means. Focus our efforts where we can to keep our borders secure. I mean, I guess I don't know. What do you mean by where you can? So you're going to be selective? So you're going to go over here and secure an area where nobody's crossing? Is that what you mean? Because that's the only place you can go? I mean, well, I don't even understand the statement. This is all, you know, try to make it look like he's really going to go down there and secure the border. See, there are a lot of people who heard that and thought, whoa, wow, they're going to focus efforts where they can. Oh, they're going to go out there to keep that border secure. They think that's what the president said. No, that's not what the president said. What that is saying is, well, we're going to send people down there to make it look good, but, you know, we need to keep these people because those are voters. Those are brand new, spanking new, fresh, you know, right off the assembly line, Democrat voters. So we got to keep them happy. I still don't know what the hell that means. I don't know what the hell's going on with this guy. I don't know where his head is. Other than any way he can circumvent the Constitution and screw the American people. I know there's a lot of people that see it. I see it, you see it, we all see it. There's a lot of people that refuse to see it. The media. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I do not know. But George Bush just even exists, and oh my God. They've got, I mean, CNN does specials and hours, and NBC is doing documentaries. I mean, it's pathetic. And again, I know Obama took this government overreach and blew it completely out of proportion. I know he's in a completely different universe. But this is a government problem. And it's also a citizen problem because we have not been keeping our leaders feet to the fire and forcing them to follow our Constitution. The government's only going to follow the Constitution if they're forced to. And if they're not forced to, well, then they're not going to do it. Well, the American people need to keep these people's feet to the fire. Follow the Constitution, period. It's not a very difficult document to understand, and it seems to work. It doesn't hurt. Nothing in here is going to cause any kind of pain whatsoever. You see, it's freedom. You got freedom from the top to the bottom to the middle to the side. I mean, you got freedom all over this place. It's freedom is everywhere, but nobody wants to follow it. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. My brain cannot process that. I cannot, I don't know. And it's very simple. all of the overwhelming vast majority of our problems that we have in this country here today could be solved if we simply just followed the Constitution. That's it. That's it. But he's directed his Homeland Security and AG to identify more places where he can basically take more power. And that's what it is. So he can act like a real king. Other kings get to have more power than me. Kim Jong-un, he's got power. Castro, Putin. And all those guys, they got power. How come I don't? If it's what I want, Congress should just give it to me. Where's my pen? Well, that's the way it is, Mr. President. And now you're going to get your Attorney General to identify more places where you can act without going to Congress? Well, this Attorney General can say any place. He can take anything. Oh! Promoting general welfare. See, that's what it is right there. We'll just use promoting the general welfare. What you're doing is you're promoting the general welfare. No, promoting the general welfare does not mean changing it. It means promoting it. Meaning stop eating salt and, you know, and keep cool. Now, we've promoted it. Now, you do whatever the hell you want to do. But no, they think promoting is legislating and make sure that you do it. That's not promoting. Promoting is not instructing or directing or ordering. It's promoting. People promote, you know, rock concerts and all different kinds of shows. But it's not mandatory that you buy a ticket. It's been promoted. You want to go, buy a ticket and go. You don't? Well, stay at home and watch the Kim Kardashian show. I don't know. But you have to allow people to be free. If they want to go, let them go. If they don't, then they shouldn't. But don't give me that. And the Homeland Security Secretary, how is he going to be able to identify places where you can steal more power? I mean, these guys will stop it. They can just say, well, I'm the Attorney General. If I say it's constitutional, then it is. No. Again, you have to go, well, again, you'd have to go through Congress, and then, you know, if there was a problem with it, well, then the Supreme Court would have to take a look at it. Again, this whole three branches of government thing that we've got in this Constitution, I know, it's such a pain in the ass, isn't it? Isn't it a pain in the ass? Isn't this Constitution, freedom for all, isn't this a pain in the ass? Yeah, it is. That's the point, Mr. President. An act of Congress is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to take a while. Anything that is passed with Congress has effects that, you know, it can trickle down, it can trickle up, it can trickle side to side, it can trickle all around. It does affect people's ways of life. It does affect their lives, their livelihoods. So you can't just have people passing legislation. It's got to be very heavily thought out, and does it benefit the American people as a whole? But they don't do that. Okay, guys, we got a new piece of legislation here. Yeah, we're going to call it the this, and Save the Puppy Act, or Save This Act, whatever, but we're going to get reelected with this one and probably make a whole lot of money. So who's on board? Oh, I am. Oh, yeah, count me in too there. That's what it is. That completely defeats the whole purpose of Congress, of government. And the American people keep voting for more of it. Why? I don't know. I do not know. Within my existing legal authorities, okay, first of all, I didn't like that. Existing legal authorities? Now, does that mean that they're going to find any way possible to go around any law possible to get you what you want? or does, I don't like that word, existing legal authorities. Now, see, this is what I don't like, and the reason why I don't like that, what does that mean, existing? Meaning you don't have, the law hasn't been written yet, and it's just only a matter of time before you just whip out your pen and write a new law? Because the Attorney General said that you had the executive order to write a new law? I mean, I just don't understand what you mean by existing legal authority. See, I don't trust anything that this man says, because they do use words certain ways to make it sound like it's going to sound one way, but it ain't. And they do it deliberately. Their little O-bots, they won't be able to tell the difference. They think, oh, well, the president, he just said he's going to follow the law. Well, then I guess he must. I guess he's going to do it. Really? That's not what the president's saying. The president says he's not going to follow the law. And he's going to tell you that he did, and you're just going to believe it. And if you question it, well, then you must be a hater. You must be anti-government. You must be persecuted, prosecuted. I don't like anything that this man says anymore. And I hate to be so pessimistic, but I'm sorry, but the evidence only, I mean, it's almost foolish if you're not. It is almost, well, it is. It's not almost nothing. It is. It is foolish if you're not pessimistic with this guy. I can't, when was the last time, when was any time that this man spoke that was, there was any truth? I can't think of one. Not even one. And if Congress doesn't do their job, at least we're going to do ours. Mr. President, I mean, first of all, do you not understand what their job is? You certainly don't understand what your job, I mean, what do you mean by that? See, this is what I don't understand. I don't understand what he meant by that. If they don't do their job, well, they are doing their job. Their job is their job. You don't tell them what their job is. Their job passes legislation. And if they don't want to pass it, they're not going to pass it. That is also part of their job. And what do you mean by at least you can do is yours? Well, your job, Mr. President, is to go convince Congress that you have a good bill and it's going to benefit the American people. And if they like it, they'll vote for it. That's your job. That's your job as president, to convince Congress that your bill is a good bill. Convince the American people, not just Congress, but the American people. And show the American people what this bill, how this bill will benefit. How this bill will benefit them. How will it benefit the country? That's your job, Mr. President. Your job is not to simply just sign into law whatever you want to. And if it's not there, well, then you throw a little hissy fit. Then you got to go in, grab out your magic pen, and start signing executive orders. Because you would rather have Congress just in a bipartisan fashion just hand you, you know, here it is on a silver platter. Here you are. Here's everything you need this morning, Mr. President. Here you are. Sign right here. Well, you need to learn your job. Before you learn what Congress's job is, you've got to learn your job. But you're a constitutional scholar. And you're going to get your attorney general, who's also a constitutional scholar, to dig deep into the Constitution, find any secret hatches where they can open it up and find out that, yeah, whatever the president does can be legal because he's a president. Just the word executive, that's all you need. You don't need executive order. You can just do it because you're the president and you have that power. And we'll back you, Mr. President. Yeah, we'll back you. Well, I'd like to know where the hell our military is. Wish you boys would wake up. Time to go to work. Hello. I know there's a sign out there now. No, I know this is, where the hell is that? I think I got it here somewhere. But there's a sign out there that has an old Marine general And he's got a quote on there. The Oath Keepers have been sending it out. I don't have it right now. We don't need to talk about it. But anyway, it's to remind in California there, I think it's Palm Desert near Palm Springs there, which I've got friends there, Palm Springs. Been there forever. But they're trying to they're just reminding Marines that, you know, fight for the Bill of Rights. You know, well, you know, the American people have to fight for the Bill of Rights. Not just the Marines. Everybody. All citizens, we have to fight for the Bill of Rights. The government is fighting to take them away. We must fight to preserve them and keep them and hold them and love them, cherish them, and never let them go again. Fight for it, too. Not just the Marines. Well, now you got John Boehner. He's out there, you know, spanking his chest, acting like he's big and tough, too. It's only a matter of time before he's going to cave. I don't think this guy's going to stand very long. I mean, it's only a matter of time before he just caves into amnesty. He's just making a show out here. Mr. President, look, we know this, we know that, so don't worry about it. We'll make a big show. We'll do a lawsuit that'll go nowhere. You'll get your amnesty. Don't worry. As long as I get reelected, you'll get your amnesty. Don't worry. So I don't know if I trust Mr. Boehner or not, but it is nice to hear, you know, some fighting words. Maybe it might be inspirational to somebody. I don't know. But instead of seeing, you know, all these words and hearing all these speeches and all this crap, maybe we could see some action. I want to see some action. I don't want to, you know, no more tweets, no more get the spin persons up there to give a prepared speech, no more prepared speeches. What the hell is that? You want to speak to the American people, then you speak to the American people, and you speak from the heart. You speak from the heart, it ain't prepared. Don't prepare your frickin' speech. Just speak to me. Don't speak at me. Speak to me. And then shut up. But House Speaker Boehner now, he's out there issuing statements on this new immigration announcement that the president made today, where he just took more power. Because he has the right. He's a king. In our conversation last week, I told the president what I have been telling him for months. The American people and their elected officials don't trust him to enforce the law as written. Until that changes, it is going to be difficult to make progress on this issue. Well, until you do your frickin' job, Mr. Boehner, which is to impeach this man, it's going to be very difficult to make progress anywhere from anyone. The country's not going to progress. We've already digressed enough. Or degressed. See, there I go again. Mutterating the English language. That's because it's me. What do you want? He continues. The crisis at our southern border, which, speaking of which, that dingbat, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, oh, my God. I need a shot of rum here. Hold on. She's out there making statements now. Oh, I want to take some of these children home. Sweetheart, that's not something that you say. And if you do want to take them home, you should. You brought them here. At least you helped bring them here. So you should take them. You and the president. All of you Democrats should take them. They're your little voters. Well, take care of them. No, you're gonna dump them off in the old red districts because you're gonna try to turn them blue. You want them turning Democrats. You want to win more elections. That's what this is all about. You illegal immigrants, that's all you're here for, to be a vote. Oh, look who just popped up over here. What the hell's going on? Hey, are you by a chain link fence?
Yeah, we don't need to, the story's not out.
We don't need to go. We don't need to go there, man.
Oh, I hope the story's not out.
What are you doing? I'm talking about Painter. I got one more auto clip today. John Painter, that's your buddy. You and the president. You guys are good golf buddies. Don't you golf with the president? Aren't you golf with the president?
No, he caddies for me.
He caddies for you. Yeah. You caddy for him.
What's with Painter? What'd my Painter do?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Well, not so much.
I'm reading his statement. He's trying to act big and tough, but the problem is, okay, fine, you're out there acting big and tough, but where's the action? Don't tell me you're being big and tough and then not show me. Show me.
Well, that's the whole problem with the Republican Party right now. They're not showing any action. They've got great talk. It's all beautiful talk.
Oh yeah,
they're
great.
Not showing any.
Not showing nothing. Well, they're showing their bums because they're dropping their shorts and surrendering.
Well, just just wait. There's a bombshell coming.
Wow, there's always a bombshell.
Just trust me on this one. There's a bombshell coming.
Trust you.
But we'll see. Well, so, anyways, football got zero other than apparently part of the press gave away, and I'm not sure if it's Sherman or Lynch, gave away put their address out on the internet.
People know where they are anyway.
Well, they can find them if they search hard enough. But still, you don't do that. The press does. You don't do that.
No.
But anyway, he refuses to talk to him now, which is great. Good for them.
Good. Well, Lynch
absolutely
really talked to him anyway.
No, I know, and that's why I'm assuming it might be him, because the press has been after him forever just to, you know, say hi, and he's had more
hell
with you.
Well, you know what? Good for him. I'm on his side too. And we're gonna win. So, we're gonna win the next year's Super Bowl. So,
watch the Saints too. I got a hunch on them.
You got a hunch.
Did I have a hunch last year?
I don't know. I'm the one who
did. I told you who was gonna play.
I told you. Don't give me no. You said that
you were reading my book.
Win. No, you don't.
You were reading my book, man.
Well, so.
Yeah, you were reading my book, not your book. So, anyways, I picked it last year. I'm picking it again, not yet, but I believe Seahawks will be there, and I'm pretty sure Denver will be there also.
Well, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good, but
should be a good season, man. There's been some up and comers. It's gonna be fun. I'm sorry it's not Friday, but I was busy.
I want to see somebody fight. That's all I want to see. I want to see a good fight. Bench clearing brawl right there on the 50-yard line. I want to see blood, guts, and gore. So, the Raiders.
Yeah, they still got 5 years to go. They're never going to be back to the Raiders until.
So, where are you at right now? Is it all liberal or is it relatively conservative? Seems like a pretty conservative kind of town.
Chehalis is rural. Yeah, Chehalis is pretty rural. Centralia, they might have some libs here and there.
There are pockets there is pockets of resistance in Washington where they don't go along with liberals.
Absolutely.
And there's
absolutely
a lot of it right
until you get up to Olympia. Listen, until you get up to, well, you stop at Vancouver, skip that one, go up
Vancouver
to
is a mess.
Olympia. I know. Go up to Olympia, skip that one.
Olympia's all screwed up, too.
Yeah, they're a mess. As I said, skip that one. And then
Seattle's
skip
a mess.
Seattle, skip Everett, and then you got to get up to Mount Vernon before it starts getting correct again. Then.
You get on the eastern side of the Cascades over there, you get closer to Utah, Montana area over there, I think you're a little bit more conservative.
Except for Spokane.
Well, Spokane, I don't even, Spokane should be just
Spokane
get out there.
Should be They should be in Ohio.
Yeah, you can give it to Ohio. Let Oregon take
They're
it.
They're just the armpits, man.
Just give that Oregon
just
take
the
it.
Just the armpits. Well, anyways, what are you doing on the fourth, mate?
I don't know. I got, I don't know what the hell I'm doing yet.
I'm going home, I'm pretty sure, and then I'm just going to barbecue a bunch of stuff, I think. I haven't barbecued all year. I think that'll be fun.
I don't know.
Up in Chehalis, too, by the way. Listen, don't interrupt like that. Up in Chehalis, so all the Indian reservations are up here, so I can get the good stuff.
Oh, the fireworks, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll get the good stuff.
Get some. So.
I will.
All right, let me get
all
back
right.
here. I'm
I'll let you get going.
And, no, man, let me know, man. Let me take some pictures of those fireworks, man. I love fireworks, the real ones.
Nah, I'm not going to waste time for that. But leave Boehner alone. He's still on our side as far as doing
he,
that.
Kirk,
so.
Boehner, I left him alone a long time ago. He's not on my side. He's not my friend. I'm done.
I'm still on his side.
No, well then you just go over there and go
you're
sit
only
next
saying
to
that because
Obama.
You joined Hillary and what's
you
your name?
Are Hillary. Don't give me that. Yeah, you and Obama and Boehner and Hillary. You can sit over there in your little brand new skirt that you just bought.
Yeah,
and
this
you guys,
might be rude to say, but you've got calves like Hillary.
You are Hillary's calves. So
right, enough of that.
I gotta go.
Jimmy?
All right. I don't know where the hell that came from, but we're done with that, and we're moving right along. Mr. Obama continues. Our Mr. Boehner continues. It is sad and disappointing that faced with this challenge, President Obama won't work with us. Of course, he doesn't have to. He's a king. Why don't you work with the American people, Mr. Boehner, and impeach this man? But instead, intent on going it alone with the executive orders that can't and won't fix these problems. Another reason to impeach, because you know what he's going to do. He's going to be unconstitutional and is only going to make the problem worse. And you want to bring a lawsuit that will do nothing but sit next to two contempt charges collecting dust. Meanwhile, the American people get further and further screwed, and government takes more and more power away and more freedoms away. So it's time to impeach. No more speeches, no more hearings, no more tweets. I want action. I want it now. I'm tired of waiting for it. American people don't have time to wait. For you to be impeached, Mr. Obama. That's what the American people don't have time to wait for. Not for Congress. Well, actually, it is for Congress. They're the only ones who can impeach. President's own executive orders have led directly to the humanitarian crisis along the southern border, giving false hope to children and their families that if they enter the country illegally, they will be allowed to stay. Of course they will. They are now Democrat voters that need no ID, and you can vote as many times as you want, as long as it's Democrat. Then you'll be deported if you vote Republican. You know, of course, you got to spend some time in jail, got to be fine. But you vote Democrat, hey, you get, look at this, you got welfare, health care, you got it all, kid. Welcome to America. The White House claims it will move to return these children to their families in their home countries, which we all know is bogus. No, they're not. Yet additional executive action from this president isn't going to stem the tide of illegal crossings. It's only going to make them worse. As the Supreme Court reminded us this week under our Constitution, there are sharp limits to what the president can accomplish if he ignores the American people and their elected representatives, quote, unquote. Well, that's a nice little speech. I want action. Now this cut here, this is our last cut. This is at Dick Durbin, which, I mean, I just don't know where these people come from and how they could get themselves it down to that level. I just don't understand. But this is Dick Durbin defending the president and attacking John Boehner for not just giving Barack Obama everything that he wants, hand delivered to him, already pre-bipartisan signed up. Oh, there it is, right there. It's got a bow on it, all wrapped up, looking nice and pretty. So this is Dick Durbin, who doesn't want to work for it either. He just wants everything that he wants. See, that's bipartisan to a liberal, is when a Republican just does everything that they want. That's bipartisan. That's coming together. That's working together. Did they ever come to you? No. Do they ever come to the right? No, never. And they never will. So don't give me a damn thing about coming together and bipartisan and all this other crap. But this is Dick Durbin. We got to play this. So I got to shut up because I got some bitching to do after what you're about to hear. So go ahead and play.
A challenge that still continues to this day. Despite his majority in the House of Representatives, Speaker Boehner refuses to call this bipartisan measure because he knows quite simply it would pass. And if it passes, it would begin to solve the problems of our broken immigration system. A year has gone by. I don't know how much more time he thinks he needs, but I hope that Speaker Boehner will speak up today. And if he does not, the president will borrow the power that is needed to solve the problems of immigration, and he shouldn't be sued as a result of it.
Now, that right there, borrow power. How do you, now again, I know, I looked all up and down this Constitution. I couldn't find anything anywhere. Here's the legislative branch. I don't see anywhere where it says that the president, the executive branch, can borrow power from the legislative branch. Well, let me see the, that's the Article 2. Executive branch, power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years. He shall appoint an essential member of the see, I don't see anything in there. The president shall at times receive from the services compensation. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the president of the United States and will do my best ability to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Well, he doesn't do that. That one's taken out. We can get rid of that. But I don't see anything in here about borrowing power. Section 4, disqualification. That's what I like. Get rid of him. Impeach him. Let's see. There's nothing in here. State of the Union? No, there's nothing in there. I'm looking back over here. I'm going back again. I'm going forward and backwards. There's nothing in here that says anything about borrowing power. Mr. Dick Durbin, how long have you been in Congress? What the hell are you talking about, sir? You make absolutely no frickin' sense. And for the fact that you are allowed to talk about it, and we got nobody in the real media is holding their feet to the fire. Nobody in the political party, say, Mr. Durbin, you're an idiot. You just sit down, you're embarrassing the party. Shut up. There is no such thing as borrow power. Where the hell in the Constitution does it say that the executive branch can borrow power from the legislative branch? Or maybe he can borrow it from, I don't know, maybe the judicial branch. So, I mean, let's just say the judicial branch needs an extra power. They just call up the legislative branch. Say, hey, yeah, I need a little more power there. You got any there to spare power from you there? Oh, I can. Okay, great. Thanks. Send it right over. All right. I mean, what the hell does that even mean? You can't borrow power, you idiot. And shouldn't be sued as a result of it? Yes, he should. There is nothing in this Constitution that says you could borrow power. So, yes, you should be sued for borrowing power. There's no such thing as borrowing power. It doesn't even make any sense. Yes, he should be sued. He's not following the Constitution. He's not upholding and defending it. And there is no such thing as borrowing power. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. I mean, let's say, you know, one electric grid from another electric grid, they can borrow power. But a president can't borrow power from the judicial branch or the legislative branch power. Well, how long, if they can, then how long does he get the power for? That doesn't even make any sense. And he's going to get away with it. He's probably going to get reelected. Imagine that. This man's going to get reelected. Unbelievable. Anyway, I want to thank everybody listening here tonight, everybody on their smartphones, everybody going to download later. Looks like Doc was in here, Iggy Mom. It looks like my first mate was in here. So that's good. Looks like we had a good night tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. We will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.